This is Jason Albert, and you are listening to the Faster Skier Podcast. In this episode, we'll hear from Henny Kashua, the new executive director of the National Nordic Foundation. Kashua takes on the role officially on May 1st. Until then, he'll transition into the job as former executive director James Southam transitions out. What's your involvement with the sport been since you've been a junior, it sounds like?
Yeah, I grew up in skiing. It was, I was born to a family that had been in skiing for a long time. My uncle was an engineer with K2. My dad was a professional alpine skier, around the time that I was probably, 4 or 5, they started the Volant Ski Company. So I spent a lot of time growing up in a ski factory. When I was in seventh grade, we moved to Steamboat. My folks had originally lived up there, but we moved back and got to be an alpine skier up there with the Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club. Broke my pelvis when I was 15 in a downhill, and that was my first step towards being a cross-country skier. Participated in cross-country skiing with the Winter Sports Club, and then moved on to the University of Denver, skied there for 3 years, and then was a volunteer undergraduate assistant with DU for one season. Spent the next year as assistant coach at Western State, where I wrapped up my degree, and then moved back to DU for 4 years after that as assistant coach with Dave Stewart. We won 3 NCAA championships during that time, which was pretty cool. And then after that, I moved on to Boulder Nordic, where I've been for the past 5 seasons.
I'm curious, when the ad for the NNF job came out, what in particular caught your eye and thought, I'm going to throw my hat in the ring for that?
Well, the NNF has, since I've been aware of it, has always been something that I've held in very high esteem. I've always thought that it's great what they're doing for the sport. And then it's been further, even more impressive to see how our results on the world stage have really kind of reflected that commitment that the NNF has had for the sport. And so when the opportunity came up to, or at least the potential to help out and to be a part of that, it was kind of a no-brainer to shoot those guys an email and just say, hey, is this something that I could be useful to you guys with?
What are some of the things that you described to them, and then obviously worked in your favor in meshing both having worked in the industry the past 5 years with Boulder Nordic Sport and having been involved with, say, a NCAA Division I program where there's probably lots of fundraising and lots of organizing and keeping kids happy? How did you present that?
From a professional standpoint and from an industry standpoint, it's really important to understand how the ski industry works, because it's very seasonal, it's very cyclical. It's going to be really important moving forward to have a strong partnership with as many of industry players as possible, between understanding the way that these business cycles occur within the ski business, and also just having a lot of really good contacts. That's kind of what I can bring to the table from an industry standpoint. Coming at it from, more of a sports standpoint, coming out of DU, fundraising was a huge part of what we did there. And also, just creating value, or not even necessarily creating value, but being able to demonstrate the value of what we were doing is extremely important. If you're going to ask somebody to just give you money, you have to be able to say, look, this is really important what we're doing. It's a benefit to the greater good. I think with the NNF, that's a pretty easy sell. But having had experience doing that, definitely is going to be very helpful moving forward as I kind of try to get up to speed here.
What's your long-term vision for NNF and building its mission, or broadening its mission and building its brand?
It's an interesting question, because there's so much that can be done with the NNF. The biggest challenge is almost trying to figure out what to do first and what to prioritize. I think long-term that the core mission of supporting developing athletes and high-level athletes is going to be really important. That being said, the direction that I'd like to see it go is to support the Nordic community as a whole, and also, you know, these some grassroots efforts that are actually happening this year. You know, reaching out to individual clubs to help support them with coaches education grants, you know, grants to help educate officials, to help clubs do things like homologate race courses. So it's kind of a two-pronged approach. So there's one would be supporting the development pipeline from the very beginning, looking at clubs and junior programs, all the way up to supporting B-team athletes, like what's happening right now. The other side of that would be to really put a lot of effort into engaging the Nordic community and using the NNF and what it stands for to bring people together. I would love for this to be something that a lot of people can rally around and come together around and really get together and celebrate, you know, what cross-country skiing means to everyone, because it's such a positive sport and it fosters such a positive community that there's, you know, it would be a truly wonderful thing to be able to have, you know, a really good excuse to say, get a bunch of people together at the beginning of the season and just be excited about skiing.
Well, what are your ideas on how one broadens the community from which the NNF can tap into in terms of funding?
This is all kind of to be taken with a grain of salt, because I've been on the job for 2 days and don't have a really in-depth idea of exactly what's happening. But from what I know at this point, the people who are engaged with the NNF are people who are actively trying to be kind of on the inside track and really following the sport pretty seriously, which takes some effort, you know, especially with Universal Sports going away. It means finding streams online to watch World Cups. You know, even junior parents that I've talked to, you know, have not heard of the NNF or are not familiar with the NNF. And so it's really a focused and concentrated group of people, I think, that, you know, that really understand what the NNF's about. And so, you know, building brand awareness is, and I'm going to probably hate myself for saying this later, but it shouldn't be too much of a challenge. It's an organization that's doing some really positive things. And there's a lot of folks that I think would be pretty excited about it if, you know, if that messaging could be presented to them in a way that that's easy to process. Kind of getting back to the original question, how are we going to do that, you know, especially compared to Alpine? You know, Nordic skiing is really a participation sport. And so I think reaching new individuals to bring them kind of into the NNF fold would involve providing them something to participate in. Having the Drive for 25 has been a great step in that direction, especially with the map to show who's participating, you know, geographically. And there's ways I think that we can take that further. I would love to see, you know, kind of in the short term, some events that people can attend and participate. You know, it doesn't mean that we have to have a big skiing event or something that even relies on athletic ability at all. It could just be some gatherings where people have a couple drinks, eat some good food, and talk about how much they enjoy the sport mutually. But you know, there's a lot of different ways to grow. You know, I think it's going to take a little bit more learning about what's going on and what's already being done and figuring out a way to kind of prioritize how we're going to accomplish that.
You know, there's fairly limited, at least that I have found, you know, documentation of exactly like what's an athlete's budget for the year. And, you know, and specifically I'm kind of referring to B team members that primarily they're based in Europe for, you know, 4 or 5 months out of the year. And they have to help cover much of that cost and think, okay, you know, how am I going to be able to not stress about how I make ends meet? Maybe having spoken to James Southam a bit, you know, how do you guys maybe think about how best to spend the money. And maybe it's not best spent, you know, supporting B team members. It's best spent developing athletes. But do you want to give a stab at answering some of that?
So the NNF doesn't sponsor athletes specifically as an individual, from what I understand. And maybe this is something that we can follow up on in the future, because, you know, I think it's really important that the NNF is really transparent with how funds are being used. You know, a lot of it is working with the U.S. ski team coaches to figure out, you know, what costs are going to be and what their priorities are. I have a lot of respect for the U.S. ski team coaches. I think they're great guys, and I think they, you know, they really have the best interests of, you know, U.S. skiing in mind. And I know that's, it's a really difficult position to be in sometimes, you know, because there's no way to make everybody happy. But my plan is to work directly with them and have really, really open channels of communication, you know, with, whether it was with Brian Fish or Chris Grover. Ultimately, you know, a lot of these decisions are coming down from the U.S. ski team coaches. And I see, you know, my role especially as a supporting role, to be behind the coaches and the athletes. But, you know, it's not necessarily my place to make decisions, you know, for individual athletes.
But the NNF supporting, you know, the kind of the values of cross-country skiing, and, you know, not necessarily, and maybe it's not the role of the NNF, but placing so much emphasis on results. But it sounds like the primary mission of the NNF is to support developing skiers. One is, you know, financially or maybe with other resources to help get them to the next level. How do you balance that with the reality that a lot of skiers in the junior realm don't go on to ski at the World Cup level? And in fact, very few even would have the opportunity to race Division I in the U.S. So how do you sort of support those values as an organization?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different ways to look at it, kind of from the ground up. If you support, you know, the values of the sport itself, you're going to get results. if, you know, with the right support, you don't necessarily have to, you know, demand results. You do things right and results will come. I think that, you know, especially with some of these more grassroots efforts and programs that will support clubs specifically, that's going to benefit all juniors. And ultimately, the thing I think that everybody who participates in the sport, especially kids, will learn is being self-motivated, is being, you know, learning to set goals and to achieve them, and also what happens when you don't achieve your goals. Also understand process. You know, what does it mean to say, I want to do this? You know, say, you know, a kid wants to go to junior nationals. It's not just saying, hey, I want to go to junior national. It's saying, what are the decisions I'm going to have to make every day in order to achieve that goal? That's, I think, the biggest benefit of sport in general, cross-country skiing especially, because it's so hard that you have to really want it and you have to really love it. And, you know, I've seen so many cross-country athletes, you know, in particular, go on to be really successful in life because of the lessons that they've learned because of sport. You know, at the same time, I think it's really important to support our athletes who are, you know, competing at a high level for a couple reasons. One would be just when juniors are looking at the World Cup and watching what's happening at World Champs or the Olympics, it's really motivating and really inspiring to see somebody from your own country up there, you know, being really, really competitive. You know, I think it's really exciting that, you know, we have skiers now, and not to discount the past, but, you know, right now we have skiers that I'm sure are hanging on a lot of walls and a lot of kids' rooms and in wax rooms, and are role models that our next generation is looking up to. The other side of that is I think it's important also to have things that juniors are going to be aspiring to. So, you know, elite camps, Europe trips, you know, it's something that's, you know, that can provide motivation. And also, you know, one of the lessons that I think is really important in sport is that not everybody gets to win. One of the beauties of cross country skiing is that it's really black and white. There's no judging. You either finished faster than somebody or you didn't. It's another really important life lesson. It's not always the easiest one. You know, something that is, that's going to stay with kids who have participated in the sport, you know, forever. And they'll understand if you want to achieve something, oftentimes there's going to be a struggle, and that struggle is important.
What do you bring to the table in terms of ideas to enhance overall results for U.S. skiers at all the different international stages? You know, there's Junior Worlds, U23s, and obviously World Cup.
I've spent a lot of time in Europe, especially for, you know, recruiting and just being in Europe in general and spending time with a lot of my friends over there who are, you know, pretty high up in the sport. And the message that I picked up pretty consistently was, you guys have great facilities. You have amazing places to ski. You guys have everything. Why don't you have better skiers? So the question, you know, in my mind at that point was, well, why don't we? You know, and I think it's that, and I could be way off base here, but, you know, a lot of that seems to me that we just didn't have the resources to allow the people who really could take development to the next level to really do it. And so rather than address specific ways that we can improve our skiing, I think that my idea would be to provide the resources that will allow coaches especially to really focus on development and to have the tools that they need to really be successful.
And do you see that from the NNF standpoint being, you know, if a coach needs to maybe fly to Norway to see how a ski academy is run for a certain period of time, you know, you guys might provide just funding for that? Or are you maybe talking about, you know, supplementary resources like documentation in terms of training? Or I'm just trying to flesh that, what the word resources might mean.
I think from the NNF side of things, it's mostly funding. It would be a little bit conceited to think that this small group of people can solve all of our issues. We have, you know, a huge community of really talented and really intelligent people that are going to be the reason that, and already are the reason that we've been seeing, you know, some international success. But funding is something that we just don't have, and that the countries that we're competing against do have. And if, you know, the NNF can provide funding, you know, so that our coaches don't have to, and that they don't have to worry about it as much. And so, you know, that's going to, you know, make it so that they don't have to work as hard at things that don't involve, you know, really helping athletes improve.
What would be a sales pitch you might give to someone, say, and I'm just making an assumption here, say in Aspen or Vail, you know, places that, you know, are associated with, you know, a huge alpine heritage legacy. And also, you know, real estate's not cheap there. So if you're living in those communities and you didn't buy in 40 years ago, you know, it takes a certain level of income to be there. What do you say to some of those folks that aren't traditional donors to elite, you know, athletes in the Nordic scene to say, hey, maybe you should put some of your funds towards these kids? Is that something that you think about?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of different ways to approach things like that. You know, one thing that I think gets a lot of hype and then we all forget about, you know, about every 4 years is U.S. medal count at the Olympics. People get really excited about that. That's, you know, it's always on NBC and, you know, it's a point of national pride, and it should be. It's a cool thing. One example of a pitch, you know, depending on, you know, who you're talking to is, you know, cross country skiing presents, well, not just cross country, Nordic skiing, you know, it's important to remember Nordic combined has given us more Nordic medals than cross country at this point. There's more medal opportunities in the Nordic sports than any other skiing events. If we want to really boost our medal count, supporting her cross country and Nordic combined skiers should be a priority.
Anything that you would want to say to the ski community as you kind of move beyond your first 48 hours in the job?
I'm looking forward to meeting participants, meeting parents, master skiers, and growing the NNF to be something that everyone wants to be a part of and that everyone can be a part of and feel really, really good about. Hopefully be an inspirational organization that will make more people excited about skiing, that will, you know, hopefully be a driver for good in a lot of our skiing communities.